Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories. All building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello.
Really good one, that one.
Yeah, nice and disco-y. Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 144, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
With your hosts, Chris Trott.
Ross Hornby.
And Alex Smith. And we're going to be bringing you a podcast today that's about the same sort of quality of resolution as 144p.
Oh, the quality of the episode 144p.
Thanks to Tom...
Roderick?
Tom... Wait. It's not written on here, but...
It is Tom Roderick.
Yeah. That single, lovely work. Really nice. That one sounded like it was put together by a professional. I like some of the rhythmic choices.
Crisp production there. Well done. The full version will be at the end of the podcast, as always. And you can send your fingal in, which you are in much need of right now, to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. If you are tinkering away on your little keyboard or your keytar this weekend and want to make a little fingal for us, we'll put it at the start and end of our podcast, and we'd be really appreciative of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're also really appreciative of the people that support us on this channel, specifically the people that are members, Patreon supporters, and Twitch subs. You can, too, be a part of that elite membership on patreon.com/hatfilms or on YouTube or on Twitch. And if you connect to our Discord with that account, you can access our secret subscriber channels where you get to vote on the hypotheticals of the Hat Chat.
That's
right. As well as see us all the members' videos that we release as well. And what are the hypotheticals this week? The winner is number two.
Okay, it's number two. Okay, so the second one on here.
Yeah, the second one.
From Hypnotic Soda.
Thank you, Hypnotic Soda, for sending that in to our email.
hatchat@hatfilms.com.
That's a lot of plugs this morning. Yeah,
I mean, they're all there. You know them now. You're in episode 144. If you've jumped into this one again, that's entirely your choice. So Hypnotic Soda has said, you have a button that will send you back in time to the year 10,000 BC.
Oh, another time travel.
And you have complete and total invincibility and immortality up until the second in the present you push the button. So to which you will immediately die.
Okay, so it's up until you get sent back to the past, you're immortal, and you get to relive those 10,000 years up to the point you press the button again, and then you die.
So, okay. So by pressing the button, technically you're dead. You're dead from then on.
You're dead from then on.
But you've gone back.
10,000 years.
10,000 BC. Fuck me. Why the fuck would you want to live 10,000 years?
You could be a god king.
I mean, that's not everything. Hang on. You are adjusted to the microbes and germs of the past, meaning no resilient germs on you will be contagious to anyone. You also will not age, and you will not get any brain issues from living for 12,000 years.
You're not going to get any brain issues.
Zero brain issues, guaranteed.
Is this written down?
What's a brain issue?
Yes. No brain issues.
Nice.
Brilliant. God, good. I'm glad they covered that one. Yeah, good, I guess. I'm going to lose my mind in like the 800th year.
What about body issues, though?
Wow.
No brain issues.
Maybe.
No what brain if, what issues. If like you have like
immortal.
Mood issues?
You're immortal.
What if you just get really depressed? Is that a brain issue?
Yes.
So you don't get depressed?
Potentially.
You're always
I assume that we're saying the sound. They're trying to say your sound of mind.
So I just thought I'd find out what the world was like in 10,000 BC.
Go on. Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's pretty basic. This was the beginning of agriculture.
How much is counselling and therapy?
The beginning of agriculture. So nobody's worked out how to farm yet.
Do they do counselling on Skype or...
I think it's mainly done via pottery.
They won't actually be doing any
pottery
of that,
therapy. That's
pottery
nice.
Is one of the few things that we have, apparently, that can help us understand like that era.
Pottery.
It's the beginning of something called the Holocene epoch or epoch. The main characteristics of such have been that there is an abundance of Homo sapiens, humankind. Because this is during the transition from the Paleolithic to the Neolithic era. So, like,
I'm going to be honest, it's going to be shit.
It's going to suck.
It's going to be really shit for a very, very,
very
long time.
It'll be amazing to see the world for a bit, won't it, though? Like, you'll get to see the unspoiled.
You want snapshots
Earth.
Of that. You don't want to live. You don't want to live it.
You don't want to get up in the morning
and
go, like, and also, guess I've got to go chase some dinner.
It doesn't say, like, obviously, you're immortal, but, like, what? Like, if someone starts stabbing at you, you're dead. Still.
Right.
Like, is it the same?
I reckon
is
you're
that the mentality?
I reckon you're.
Yes.
Invulnerable.
Invulnerable. It says, so, think, like, so a bunch of Roman soldiers at some point.
You can't be killed.
Like, you're fine.
The only way you die, because you've been to the past already, right, is you push that button. So you've lived enough to push that button eventually. Mm-hmm. So you can't die, I assume.
Is this about whether we would push the button or we have... It says that you have pushed the button. So I guess it's
you
just
have
asking
pushed
us
it.
What our next steps are.
Yeah. Maybe
maybe you could probably bring a lot from there... to here and start going, oh mate, you look like an idiot doing that, and then use tools, just like find a way to use this.
Here's a key.
Do you know what I mean? But then you're obviously still at a rudimentary level. You're never gonna just say, well, actually,
you
I know
what
I start
humanity.
Talking about iPhones.
You're gonna get clubbed
and they're
to
like
death.
What's an iPhone?
You're
immortal.
We're gonna say immortal.
When they find out you can't die from a club, and guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna keep clubbing you.
They're gonna do a Wolverine.
You may be immortal, but you're gonna get clubbed loads. All right, it's a lifetime of clubbing.
It's gonna be a couple decades of clubbing.
Club session. Okay.
I think this
doesn't
like,
say you don't feel pain.
No,
so
no,
you
that's
will
just
be
really
pain.
Annoying. You're going to get clubbed by cavemen until I don't know what. Until they develop into societies that
well,
don't want to club
that
people
agriculture,
anymore.
Agriculture, right?
No, it's the beginnings of agriculture. It's
right.
Just
do you think
starting.
You'll instantly heal as well? Like what? Like a stab is ooh. It's
no,
terrible.
It takes
I reckon everything
years.
Because
just
otherwise, it's
off.
Like because you could do the Wolverine thing where they could just like what? What was he encased in or something? He was
oh
no, he had an adamantium.
Was he stabbed
skeleton.
As well? And then when it was released, am I thinking of a different thing?
You're thinking not
something
Wolverine.
On Heroes or some shit? I can't remember.
How?
Where
it?
Some what's bullet the pushes out of it?
Oh yeah, he what gets shot in the head. That's like X2, is it? Where you get shot in the forehead
and
he falls
comes
down.
It wriggling out of there. And it's like, fucking hell, that's cool.
Yeah. That's one of
that's
the original
super healing. Yeah.
Okay, let's say you're Wolverine.
Yeah. Okay, you're Wolverine 10,000 years
okay,
in the past.
10,000
so you can be killed
in the past,
because
you can
be beheaded, but what will cut through the adamantine spine? Very little until modern days, right?
Are you trying to... I mean, because I think that I would be trying to advance civilization.
I'd definitely steer it away from like, or maybe we shouldn't do the Industrial Revolution just yet. Maybe there's an alternative source before all the coal and stuff gets discovered. I'd really like downplay the coal thing.
Having the knowledge, though, of that, you don't have the knowledge... of technology now. We said this before, like taking an iPhone into like the hist like
yeah but as soon as people cotton on to like what's this like really dirty stuff in the floor I'd be like, whoa, that's really bad for you.
Oh okay,
that's
so
like
you're
going to
be like an advisor and
don't burn
but they're not going to speak the same language as you, so you're going to have to work
I'll
and learn
I'll be making
language
the language
first.
For them
no they
don't I think that's
going
to work
you, there's more of them than you, so they understand each other.
Yeah,
and what is their language at that point? Is it like
is it even
body
language?
Is it like paintings on the
it's
walls?
It's those big
screeches.
Furry boots.
Screaming.
I think it's largely...
it's screaming. And clubbing.
It's screaming and clubbing.
And not
clubbing.
Largely those big furry boots with the thick heels.
That oh, Uggs. Nice. Uggs. Lots of Uggs.
Just a lot of Uggs.
Calls and shins.
No, I don't know. I'm sure it's quite complicated, but at the same time, I would mainly be worried about being clubbed to death, I think. Would
yeah,
be,
so you're not hiding.
I would avoid people.
You're not going to
hide. I would avoid people. I
would
avoid
you build
people.
Your own civilization
you
as
become
a
reclusive immortal.
Yeah, I'd probably... Well, the thing is, they're going to be way better at surviving in the wild than you are, and the world is going to be wild,
what
by the way.
What can you take with you? Do you go...
You
naked?
Can take one latte.
When you push the button...
take one latte?
I've got a latte.
And I've got just nothing else. You were holding a cup.
So you just neck that and then that's it.
Fuck. I guess I'll try and find clean water. Like, figure out that because, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. You can drink any old water, but you will be sick and pain is, you will still feel pain.
Read it again.
Doesn't say anything about not feeling pain.
Does it say anything about the latter?
You're adjusted to the microbes and germs of the past, meaning no resilient germs on you will be contagious.
I'm pretty sure we're immortal.
So you're not killing
them,
but it's just, if you're immortal, then drink what you
can't
want.
Die. You don't have to worry about being clubbed to death. I don't know why you're so paranoid being clubbed to death. You don't die from that. It's just really annoying. It's like being swarmed by flies all the time.
Yeah, probably madness, isn't it? But your brain stays good, though, didn't it say?
Yeah, that's what it said, yeah.
So all of the problems with immortality have essentially been solved.
It's like going insane.
When do you press the button? I don't know. When I'm getting older, when I feel like I'm ready to depart and
go
and live a
life
again.
Press the button.
Yeah, it says you can do it any time. And then basically what happens is the day you do it, you'll live again the whole time up until that point, and then you die that day.
So you may as well just have it on your deathbed. Alarm.
If you're really certain that you're going to have a deathbed, you might get hit by a car.
You might get hit
Not
by a
everybody's
car.
Not everybody's lucky enough to have a deathbed.
You're immortal.
Huh?
Like, have it somewhere, like a trap device. Or maybe you have it, implanted in you, and it goes off the moment your heart starts, go into, a heart attack
certain
state or
BPM.
Something.
And when your heart stops, it goes off.
Okay.
When your heart drops below 20 beats per minute.
What if you train to lower your heart rate to a certain level and you forget that you've got that in there because it's been 10,000 years?
I think training to lower your heart rate to such an extreme level may provoke the memory that you have a magical device implanted in your chest that switches on based on how low your heart rate is. You've got to be pretty fucking stupid, Christopher, to go and do heart rate lowering therapy and forget that you've had this once-in-a-lifetime magical device implanted in your chest.
You've been carried around on elephants and palanquins and stuff, and you've been like a god king for centuries now, and you're like...
No, you haven't activated it yet.
That's what I mean. What do you mean?
This is pre-immortality. This is the idea of pushing the button at the
I wouldn't want to be an old fucking decrepit guy.
This is true.
For 10,000 years.
What does it say? You stay the same age?
Yeah, but you're just immortal.
Obviously
so you're
brain
an immortal
fine,
old
if your
man.
Brain is fucked by that point, you're going into 10,000 years.
I'd just press it now.
Really? Then you'd depart this life. So it's essentially killing yourself now.
I could prolong the inevitable. And be like, eventually I'm going to push a button, guys. Sorry.
I think there's certain qualitative elements to prolonging the inevitable.
I'm going to push it right now.
Well, I'm going to die eventually, so I might as well look like I'm dead now.
It also means we'll die on Hatchet. They'll visibly see you die.
Yeah,
we'll live
video.
On, and you'll have then 10,000 years of... It's like, he died.
No, because... Actually, you'd see me die.
I'm going to become an unkillable 95-year-old legend that throughout the years they paint pictures of me on a wall of this like old dude with a Zimmer frame and a sword.
People don't even know your name anymore because you're just legend.
He's the old man who doesn't die.
Can you try your very, very best to retain the huge, imposing outfit that you have whilst... killing all these people up to the point you push the button. So as soon as, from our perspective, when you push the button, you suddenly pop into warrior mode and die. Your outfit is just insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point. Yeah, because you'll see, the life they live then. They'll change. Yeah.
I assume some point it's...
Yeah, it'll be a sort of Roman legionary, but with all these, trinkets and rituals and, claimed kills. There'll be, loads of, rotten skulls on the shoulder. Oh. I'll be like corn. I'll rage through time.
It won't be a really ornate.
No, it'll be a non-stop killing orgy.
And also, you'd be rich.
You'd be rich. You'd also have been able to push.
Put some
you would have been able
suit.
To push society on pretty hard. So, you would have been right. Try looking. You're not good enough. Sure, you're not
you'd
good
be
enough
able to
advise
them to say
look
certain
here,
things don't
look there.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
That's not how you
exactly.
Make a boat.
That's
what
not
you're
how you
doing
make a boat.
Is wrong.
The problem is, it's one of the best things I think.
And this is a wheel. Do they have the wheel at 10,000? They must have. They agriculture.
No, they've
this
just started it.
Started.
No, there's a good chance they wouldn't have had the wheel. I mean, they might.
That's a great TV
I think
show.
It's one of the wheel.
Not even Michael McIntyre.
Not even Michael McIntyre would be there at this point. So, one of the best. This is one of the best things. So, I think one of the best things to remember if you ever get thrown back in time.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, cool. Of course.
Noted.
Now, this is my go-to because it's one of the best things. However, in this particular example, I realized this wouldn't actually work without an additional step. So, one of the greatest things, and Alexander has discovered, antibiotics, right? I mean, there's also, you know, Alexander the Great as well. And of course, Alexander
Moldy
Smith.
Mouldy bread.
So mouldy bread.
Just saying mouldy bread doesn't, does that not, that
you can,
just
so
solve.
you can literally stuff, you can stuff wounds with mouldy bread.
Bread. Oh,
you
okay.
can stuff, it's better than leaving a wound to fester. It's not the best way to use penicillin. Yeah. You have to extract it and process it and stuff like that.
How mouldy are we talking? Like corners are getting a bit mouldy, then you can skim those off, or can you leave mould for
a three-week
that mould?
I don't know.
you buy a loaf, leave it 3 weeks.
What you're doing
maybe four.
Is,
and yeah, it's like yeah. almost covered in a nice green dust.
Yeah, yeah, like how good is the malt? Does the malt get better with age, like wine? Or
I don't know.
Does it get more invasive?
Put a wounded person with no access to any antibiotics next to another wounded person who I've stuffed full of mouldy bread, as in physically stuffed the wounds with bread.
Right, okay.
Probably yeah, best of both.
You've got years to perfect this, though, before you have scientists and doctors and stuff that can take over from purifying this mouldy bread, because mm-hmm. you're not going to do it.
But also, right. your warriors of your little clan, your
Do
tribal clan,
bread?
Are going to survive, whilst their warriors are not.
Yeah.
So one day, eventually, you'll get a power overmatch situation where you just have more warriors. You build your followers up by giving them little tidbits, access
this
to
sounds
little,
a little Mongolian.
Well, it will be, but this is what I'm
like
saying.
You're going to go on a killing spree.
But I'm going to enlighten the race of humankind, Charles.
Through
I'm gonna push. Yes, then we'll take the stars and we'll get these ships and we'll go on raiding missions to other planets.
You somehow end up on Hatchet with a button, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
so it can't go that well.
I feel like, yeah, exactly. You live this 10,000 years, you're not just
Jones suddenly. You, all this happened in like 5,000 BC,
sure,
but it all went so poorly.
5,000 years together.
Wiped out. It only took us 5,000 years.
That's quite a long time.
And, well, I mean, that's 5,000 BC. If without my
you
intervention, humankind in 5,000 BC was still fucked, Ross.
You have knowledge of 12,000 years in the future.
So you made it, yeah. You made humanity this good, basically.
And then it all went wrong because I got too sort of bold for my own
good.
But
you had a good life.
I had a great time. Well, I'm still having it, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I come back to Earth. We have to erase all traces of that civilization because I've realized I fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, right, we're going to have to go back to basics and we're going to have to let it evolve organically because I realize I've become...
So if anything, you're the aliens. You're like the Prometheus of
In a way, I didn't create life on Earth. I just helped it out.
I think that's what you should do. You should try and, if anything, advance it sooner. But then is there a risk?
Well,
that things will get too
Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek's writer, I seem to think so. I don't know whether he was the one that came up with the prime directive of not interfering, not uplifting development of species.
Fucking prude.
What if it's like really stupid what they're doing?
Well,
like agriculture.
Yeah.
They're just like, whoa, this isn't right. I know this isn't right. I don't know anything about agriculture. And then you can point them in the right direction.
They're growing potatoes, then they throw the potatoes and eat shit. Like, why are they doing that?
Yeah. And obviously, this is like the butterfly effect, you know, whatever. As in, every change you're making is drastically affecting
whether you're
going to be on this podcast when you push that button. This podcast might not exist. The world as you know it might not exist.
Yeah.
Because you're feeding it that information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you become like a Dr. Emmett Brown?
You could just passively exist and know the truth to every secret. You know, all those like myths and legends that we don't know the true answers of. You could eventually come back to a point where you could fill in all the blanks of unsolved mysteries and things like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, Time Team would be irrelevant. We wouldn't need that TV show.
I mean, a lot of things would be irrelevant if it turned out we had a person who had lived the last 12,000 years and could tell us about
it. The thing is, though, because you had the prime directive or you didn't want to mess with history itself, you kept that contained to you. Right, so you didn't leave it anywhere.
Right,
so you're like breaking time.
So you're almost secret.
And then you just like flop that book out when you die.
The book of everything.
It was in your stomach.
It's the yellow pages.
It's just the yellow pages. What are these
just
numbers?
The yellow pages.
What do these numbers mean? Let's input each of them. What if you gave somebody a camera?
Yeah.
In that time, and get the camera technology existed at the quality it does today, but then, how fucking good would cameras be now, though? If they could actually do anything. Obviously, bear in mind, again, there's a lot of technological issues. You're going to have one camera.
You're going to restart.
And that's it. But you'd be like, look at that. That's cool.
You've got
or a laptop. I can pop these.
That would be powder in a week.
Yes, it would be. It would be crushed.
They'd club it right down.
It would be witchcraft.
No, they'd find out that you could use the lenses to light fires and find that much more useful. Because, like... fire would be far more useful in 10,000 BC than being able to take a photo.
Yeah.
Especially since they're not going to be able to share it on Instagram.
If I'm able to take a book with me, maybe it's a book about how to make like a the basic camera. Was it obscure or whatever?
There's a really good t-shirt.
I feel like technology.
There's a t-shirt that's like, I mean, it's, I say really good. Obviously, if you're wearing it in real life, you'd look a bit dorky. But like, it literally is designed for if you get thrown back in time because it has like compacted descriptions and everything on them how to find all these things. It's like, this is this. Look for this. You'll be able to do this. This. Extrapolate. If you need metal, look in rivers. Yeah. Put it in a fire. Bam, you've got iron. You know, like...
I've played Minecraft.
So like... Yeah, if you had a device that was filled with all of like primitive technologies, videos, and like kind of guides,
you're running on batteries. Your first thing
you're
is
running
to get
on batteries,
a rechargeable battery. Yeah,
this is this sounds like a game.
Where are you going to get that?
No, you have to make it.
You know what? This sounds like an interesting video game.
Yeah,
as like a, you've just gone back in time.
This is like
and you have one device.
Yeah,
and then you have to kind of and the step by steps
is basically
the,
any survival,
that's any survival crafting game. Sure, but it's not.
It's just you've introduced the idea there's a phone
because the constant threat of like, oh, they destroyed your phone, you lose.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck!
You got to protect that thing. With your life.
Restart.
Get his phone. It's better than a headshot.
Fuck. Defend the phone. It just says defend the phone. Meanwhile, any means possible. You've got to find bricks and rocks and whatever's on the ground, smash people's heads, and you're like, I don't know, this, I got to protect the fucking phone.
Meanwhile, have Chris Trott's there trying to draw frame by frame each video into the clay bank of the river. Like he's like, I gotta get this down before the battery goes. Frame, and he's just like, and then the tide comes up and just washes it all the way.
Just
no!
get the base. You have to do every frame. Just get the key moments.
Or you can like do a memento, tattoo your entire body with like all of this.
That's an alternative to having a book of knowledge. Yeah. Is have a tattoo of knowledge.
The prison breaks.
And yeah, like the alternative, prison breaks the wildly less useful alternative. Yeah,
you got limited.
Did you see Prison Break?
No.
So he tattoos the entire body with a map of the prison, like a blueprint.
Yeah,
and then gets himself put in the same prison so he can release his brother. And they're all just like inspecting his like back for like an exit and stuff. It's just really. Yeah,
mental. Surely they'd see that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Straight away. I haven't seen
but
the
it's
show.
Like really, it's like kind of very detailed and like kind of like doesn't look like a map.
So what?
Cool idea.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I mean,
but like when you're thrown in prison and they got a prison map on them, what do the guards do?
But he was saying it's done in a way that wasn't obvious. It was a map.
Yeah, so it looks all like kind of abstract and stuff. But like
they didn't.
It's been done in a way that he knows that it's a map. So.
I was going to say because they strip you and stuff and they do like searches and whatnot.
They're not going to just peel his skin off. Let's flay him.
Or just like, no, you're going to send you to another prison. Sorry.
You know what's easier?
So, but I don't think it's at the top of his neckline. It says the name of the prison and says blueprint of.
I feel like just memorizing the prison might be easier than getting a whole body tattoo.
Mind that shit.
I mean, how complicated are prisons? Why do they need a tattoo? Why do they need a reference book?
No.
Why can't they just use a drone to drop
the series?
A map?
I think they go on for like 6 or 7 series. It's
that's why I was
much.
A bit like, I'm not going to start.
A bit much, but yeah. Prison Break.
I think
do you hear the actor actually got that tattoo in real life?
Oh, did he really? Full body.
All right, what's the next?
I bet someone
what's
has.
What's the next hypothetical?
Which one was number two, Trot?
Number three is obviously number two.
Okay, you have been... This one's from... who is this one from?
This one's from the internet.
Okay. You've been forced into a universal fighting tournament. Who do you choose to train you? For reasons unknown, you have been forced to participate in an intergalactic and multidimensional fighting tournament. Mortal the loser Kombat. Is executed on the spot. Surely they might just die in the fight.
They could also die in the fight.
They may as well just fight to the death. Anyway, the winner gets to go home. Nice. However, you've been given the choice to choose someone, anyone, to train you before the tournament begins.
Anyone.
You have enough time needed to get into peak condition. What fictional or non-fictional character do you choose?
Oh, shit, that
Maybe
really
opens
up. Do
the bonus round now or wait?
I'd pick Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat because he can literally be anybody and he could train me anyone's moves.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Who's the fucker who trained Stallone?
Twice Stallone?
I actually didn't watch those films. Well, Chuck Norris? Not Rambo. Rambo.
Oh, so you get Rambo to train. Rambo just has
Rambo
guns.
Rambo has guns, though. Yeah,
he's just someone, a gun guy.
So I guess, like, Bruce Lee was pretty
Bruce Lee is a real good, person.
He's a real person.
Yeah, I'd have non-fiction Bruce Lee. Do I have to do the noises, Bruce?
Do I have to do them, Bruce?
Bruce, do I have to do the noises?
I'm trying to think of...
You know why they do noises in karate?
To stop you getting winded.
Put you off.
It's to stop you getting winded, but and also to intimidate the opponent, to like freak him out, to like
break
their weakness.
It would psych me out.
It breaks their concentration.
Making verse. No.
That's why Michael Jackson did it in his songs.
Oh.
To intimidate with a...
Shout more.
Ow. That's fucking scary, Michael. Wow.
But he had to be intimidating because he felt that when he talked with his regular voice, people didn't take him seriously.
Yeah.
Have you seen these, without going off sidetrack, there's TikToks about Michael Jackson still being alive.
So conspiracy theory is thinking he's alive, okay.
So there's another person that has appeared as like a friend of Michael, right, constantly, and he's a burn victim. So his face...
So they're trying to say it's him.
But they've done like side by sides with the way this guy speaks, who speaks a lot like Michael and says a lot of like words, and because obviously he's Michael's friend, so I assume he... Anyway, they think that's Michael in disguise. And also apparently Michael's high voice isn't real, and he's revealed his low voice many times and forgotten and switched into his high voice.
This is quite a deep dive.
Nuts. What the fuck are you watching on TikTok, man?
He died
like,
in 2010,
Jesus
right?
Christ.
He's still alive, guys, like Elvis.
When did he die? Did we see his body?
No.
Coffin flop out of that bad boy?
Coffin this is flop? Why all celebrities need open caskets.
For a sketch show. Coffin flop is when they're filming funerals. They're just filming casual funerals.
Right.
He died in 2009.
The body just flops out. Ship word onto pavement.
Oh, and that's called a coffin flop. Is
it? Just a naked body rolling off the coffin.
They wouldn't be naked.
It's not real. It's not a real show.
Yeah,
it was a sketch on. I think you should leave, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
Coffin flop, really funny.
Anyway, that was Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson coming back.
Tournament.
You wouldn't use him to train you, though, would you?
I wouldn't. It would be Bruce Lee as
it
a non-fiction.
So surely you want
fiction Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat, who can absorb souls and knows, like...
The thing is, like, training is
I
one
don't
thing.
Know enough about...
Our ability to fight interdimensional fighters...
Interdimensional?
Makes no sense. Like, it doesn't matter who trains us. I'm still me. They're going to look at me and they're going to go, well, you're not going to survive against, like, anyone with powers. Yeah. You know, I might survive against a person who's small and weak, but they're probably not going to get sent to an interdimensional fight for their life if they're small and weak.
Okay. Possible alternative I've got here. Iron Man. He makes you a suit, covers you in like the best fucking suit of all time.
Does that count?
And
I like that. Yeah, I mean,
that way,
if that's real, then yeah, I'll take that.
Well, non-fiction fiction.
That's but just training.
That's
you,
not training you,
in a way.
Equipping me. His, if you said equipping me, or
he could train me how to use the suit.
He's using a weapon. That's a weapon.
All the commands and stuff.
Oh, that's a good shout. That's a good answer. Iron Man.
I'd be Iron Man's
disciple. You've already chosen the guy from Mortal Kombat.
Fuck, I got Shang Tsung. And he's probably like a really asshole teacher as well.
Yeah, I got Iron Man. I literally just walk up, step in some boots, and then just put it on autopilot.
Just does his own thing, yeah. Well, that's what it was by the third one, wasn't it? Like, Gwyneth was in one.
Yeah, but anyone could ride one. You literally just ride... Well, I mean, the problem was, I think they had to try and rally this in a bit, they just started making suits that are empty, like they're just robots, right? Yeah. That's what, like, the
rideable robots essentially,
yeah.
And
so
just get inside and
but it does make sense to do that. I mean, if you took all the technologies that do exist within those films, then yeah, make them. I mean, they can materialize and dematerialize all the time now. It doesn't matter if you're Spider-Man, Iron Man, everyone's got those bloody little show your face, I can't see through these perfect goggles that are giving me supervision, you better run.
But it's never, even with all the technology they have, it's never quite fully tracked properly. Do you know what I mean? It's not, it never,
it's
it still
uncanny.
Looks like they're in, it's
we'll
been
look, yeah.
like tracked.
Well, they got
there.
The parallaxing thing going on.
It doesn't look like they're actually wearing the helmet.
No. Depends on if it's... Sometimes it does. All of them fake now, then? Is every single helmet or mask faked, do you think?
Yes. Most of the last Avengers ones, they had suits that weren't even fully designed yet. So they had just mocap.
The Deadpool stuff looks pretty good. I thought they got the movement of the mask and the eyes. And I mean, even the modern Spider-Man stuff is getting better, isn't it?
I think those ones are easier because...
Deadpool 3 leaks...
Of Wolverine dressed as...
Wolverine dressed as cartoon outfit.
Oh, cool.
They got Hugh Jackman back.
What, in like the yellow and black?
In the yellow and black outfit. Cool. Yeah. That's pretty
fun.
Which is cool.
Got the huge Jackman. Because I thought he wasn't going to be Wolverine again after...
No. Somehow Ryan Reynolds convinced him with his... charisma.
They always come back.
Or money.
Well, they don't. I guess Iron Man's not coming back. I think he was very done with it.
Oh,
I think
he said that he's in Oppenheimer now, isn't he? Iron Man.
Oh, is Robin...
he comes in and he like does his hand blasters on the bomb. Stops, what's his face?
Right. Just imagine that.
Scarecrow from...
You're watching Iron Man, really dupe you.
Scarecrow
like,
from Dark
You're watching a Marvel film. Like, oh, fuck.
Oppenheimer is a DC Marvel mashup. You never knew you wanted.
Realize. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. Here it is.
I like to see Chris Nolan tackle a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but in a way he's did DC. I think, but then, I don't know. I don't know if I would rather see that. He was good, and it was Dark Knight was good.
It would make me watch a Marvel film now, if it was Chris Nolan rebooting it.
Like, they have to do a lot now. I think they've all become so samey.
That's what I mean.
They'd have to really
apparently change they're stepping back from doing as much Marvel and Star Wars stuff.
Good.
Weirdly, it's the same time that there's a massive actors and writers strike.
Right.
I wonder if that's correlated.
Yeah. There's a lot of garbage Star Wars stuff out there now. Like, Disney really did turn on the taps.
Good.
Yeah. Like, they really turned on the taps of, like, let's just make... Anyway, let's not get into that. Anyway, well, I answered this. Iron Man.
Ross, why would you pick Splinter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Because he's... Is he a rat?
He's a large humanoid rat.
Wasn't he a human before?
Did he get cursed to be a rat, maybe?
I can't remember. Did he eat the pizza they always brought down?
I don't think he did. He ate other things like trash.
He was a rat and he got mutated. So he was a rat.
Yeah.
He was just a pet rat that turned into a wise kung fu master?
Yes.
Very wise. That trained them. Very wise.
The four painters.
Oh, that pizza did look so good though, didn't it?
So it's the cheese.
Just super stringy.
Would you eat it in a sewer though?
No. I mean, they made the sewers look quite comfy, but all the water you see is just untreated
shit
and piss.
And there's no fat bugs to be seen. So pretty unrealistic.
Is it realistic there'll be turtles down there?
I don't know. People flush their exotic pets.
Is it realistic that turtles would be attracted to April? They're turtles. They're turtles.
Oh, that's true. I can't remember.
Probably.
Most of the show. Were they trying to bang her?
I think so. I think they were
the
kind of in love with her.
Arcing story.
Donatello?
They were all in love with her,
Donatello,
I think.
Leonardo.
Da Vinci. What were they called?
Leonardo.
I've completely gone from my mind. I've not watched anything with them in...
Donatello.
Mario, Luigi.
No.
Yoshi.
No,
Yoshi.
Couldn't be Mario, Luigi. But they Raphael. Were trying to bang a human. That's interesting. Did they win? Did they win?
I don't think they did.
I think they didn't win, no.
Fair enough.
Because they ultimately ended up in a Michael Bay movie, didn't they? Or are they doing a...
Was Megan Fox April in the real version?
Yeah. It's like the same role she played in Transformers.
I hated the
look. Like literally the same role.
Yeah.
Just different words.
Yeah, it was a weird reboot. And they're rebooting it again, like with the old CG still, but like the old look.
Good. I
miss when their faces look like just boxing doughy. Mitts painted green. You know, their mouths like they really had that doughy kind of like.
Because the
moo, moo.
It was real doughy.
Because the original films were actually really fucking cool. Like in, they looked really atmospheric.
The animatronics on it was awesome. I
crazy
like that
eyes and like a lot of.
It's like the Ghostbusters
grates.
Era.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
was that 80s?
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to say early 90s.
Could have been early 90s as well.
I say early 90s. We always think it's the 80s. It's not.
It had an 80s vibe.
It did. That was early 90s.
From my
New
memory
York.
Again, I don't even know the names. I've forgotten all the names. But yeah, there is a bonus round in this thing. After defeating the hordes of strange opponents from across the galaxy and beyond, you're faced with a choice. Mm. You may go home now with only the skills you've acquired, or I guess in your case, the Iron Man suit you've acquired.
Badass.
Or go home with those skills and $1 billion if you manage to defeat your master /sensei. How do you do it? So it's you versus the original Iron Man.
I don't think I'm going to be able to beat Iron Man.
No, he'll know.
I think I'd get on.
He'll know things about his suit that he wouldn't have told you.
But if it's a billion, I'd be like, hey, Iron Man, they're offering me a billy to fight you, and I don't think either of us really want to do that. So do you reckon you just split a difference, give me half, and we just won't fight? Yeah. I reckon he'd be up
it's
for it.
It's got me to the death.
He's mega rich.
Nah. And then presses like the sub crash button, and you get crunched inside there.
And he gets a billion, and he doesn't
have to crush
deal
you like
with
your submarine viewing the Titanic.
Be like, shit! Yikes!
That thing is just recycled waste now.
Just tinfoil. Ball.
Pink misted as he's flying
I
around.
Got crushed in an Iron Man suit. Where all the little like nanobots just go inside my ears, eyes, and mouth and nose. Like the mummy.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, like scarab beetles. That was really creepy when those scarab beetles started.
Yeah, but he had it coming though. Everyone, you hated
he was trying to steal,
They always do that, especially with those sort of films where they're just like, I'm going to set it up so you hate this guy. And then when he does get brutally killed, you're going to be like, yeah. It's good. It makes you feel okay about watching
somebody
die.
If they survived, you're like, well, not necessarily survived, but did he survive that? I don't think he did he? The scarabs?
No. I think they should have done that to German name. The love interest in the mummy.
Rachel
Weiss. I think that would have been much more shocking if they like
she had a scarab beetle.
If she was the one that got scarab beetles all under her skin, and then she just dies. And the whale actor,
Brendan Fraser. I would have called him the mummy actor, but
and just
as in he's the mummy actor.
What do I call him?
Whale actor.
Oh, because it's the most recent film he's been in I can think of.
What's Rachel Weisz been in recently?
She was at
Constant Gardner. There's probably other. There's loads.
Was she also in Enemy at the Gates?
Could have been. I don't really know her full body of work.
No, me neither.
No, but she's in The Mummy and The Mummy 2.
Yes. Mm.
I don't know if she went to The Mummy Returns. That was The Rock. Well,
didn't she become like the main?
B-listers they could get into that one.
Didn't she become like the main star of like the third one?
Oh,
did she?
No.
There was one where there was like a queen.
I remember
mummy.
The Scorpion King one because it was this terrible CGI of The Rock as the like, Scorpion King.
Yeah. And it was like moving on it like the way he moved on
it.
It
was just really bad. Yeah.
It's funny though. Doesn't he eat something like, and they do like a weird like.
Oh yeah. I can't remember
what it was. Oh no, wait, that's the other guy.
Something.
Imhotep.
Imhotep had big long mouth. Yeah.
The thing is like some of the effects were amazing. The sand stuff is incredible.
Yeah.
Seen Dune recently. Sand effects are insane. The sound is just like.
What if they just use sand?
Huh?
What if it turns out they just use sand?
They might have done. They might have used loads of practical effects and then just put it on
those
a speaker.
Giant vehicles lifting up and like all the sand falling off. Vibrations. It's really cool.
It looks incredible.
New one in November.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Mm.
They got that in before the riot strike, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. So you defeating. Your sensei for the
no, I wouldn't. I like I said, I'd make a deal.
You've got
I'd
strike the suit.
A deal.
And
how do you
got
strike
like
a deal?
Because
you're not in any power. That
you get to choose to
you
do
just
the bonus.
I'm
going to
go home with my suit.
Yeah, you just go home with the suit and the skills you've acquired. But that doesn't mean you've like lost contact with Iron Man,
or in your case, the rat in the sewer.
Rat.
You're going to strangle the rat. He's going to go at him and be like, and "Die like the rat you are."
He is a rat.
Do you like get personal with the fact that he's a rat or not?
I could probably make some jibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you rat bastard, knee on his spine,
vermin,
and I'm trying to hack off his head.
Fucking hell!
You taught like, me everything I know.
You know,
soaring. That's the soaring.
I'm kind of like cutting his head off.
They're using a wire.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're like choking and soaring at the same time.
It's brutal, isn't it?
And
should I be beating him up? Should I use tools?
You
and
rat
fight him like
bastard.
But if this were a scene, it would also you'd also have flashbacks of all the like the sentimental moments you had, like washing windows and stuff with Splinter, and now
eating
he's
pizza.
Screaming like a rat.
Exactly, it's horrible.
You're cutting your tongue.
I mean, I wouldn't. Normally, I think I would just go back to the sewers and live with him. I'd go back to the sewers.
He's soaring through.
I'm going to go back to the sewers and live with him.
Okay, right. You want to live with
him? He trained me. Ooh. I'm not going to disrespect that training.
You get
$1 billion.
Priceless. That time with Splinter, priceless.
Yeah. I'll just write a book about the journey I went on.
If you did a Sith, you could get a Sith to train you, and then like the whole like you know you have to kill the Master. That would all work out.
This just has to happen.
So just get Palpatine to train you up. Boom.
Yeah, but you have to kill Palpatine. Palpers. And he keeps fucking coming back.
He does. Doesn't matter what they do to him.
Keep rewriting
some
him back
form,
in.
Yeah.
They'll keep writing that motherfucker back in.
I'm so done with Star Wars, apart from Andor.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway. That was a great episode of Hat Chat.
Fantastic.
We don't, like, drag out our series, do we?
Sorry?
We always have hits after
non-stop.
Hit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an ongoing show where you know every episode's gold. And yeah. You too can take part in that gold by, you know, joining the patrons or YouTube members and stuff. And voting on the hypotheticals that sparked this whole conversation for yes. this episode. So thank you very much for checking that out. And if you are musically inclined or want to send in a hypothetical, check out our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. We'd like some fingers from you. That would be lovely. But you don't have to. That's also fine. No pressure. And also, highly recommend, whether you're a member or not, joining our Discord, because it's great. There's a Minecraft server you can play with other people as well. That's pretty sweet.
That's all right,
that
mate.
Is dope.
That's pretty dope. All right, nice. And that's it for Hat Chat this week. Have a bloody great week.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks. And enjoy this single from Tom
Roderick. Disco out.